今天我们要跟弟兄姊妹一同来读一段圣经。
We read a passage from the Bible together this morning.
我们要读这个马可福音第九章三十节到五十节。
We read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 30 to 50.
这段比较长。
It's a rather long passage.
我们请这 Barry 跟我们读，用英文读。
Then they departed from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it. For he taught his disciples and said to them, The Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and after he is killed, he will rise the third day. But they did not understand the saying and were afraid to ask him. Then he came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them,What was it you disputed among yourselves on the road? But they kept silent, for on the road they had disputed amongst themselves who would be the greatest. And he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. Then he took a little child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said to them,Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Now John answered him, saying, Teacher, we saw someone who does not follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow us. But Jesus said, Do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon afterwards speak evil of me.For he who is not against us is on our side. For whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, surely I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone would hang around his neck and he would be thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off.It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lamed rather than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. And if your eyes causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God,with one eye rather than having two eyes, to be cast into hellfire, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be seasoned with salt, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another.
我们还在读一些圣经，在提摩太后书第二章。
We read another passage, Second Titus.
第二，提摩太后书第二章，我们读，
Second Timothy.
第十一节，第二章的十一节到十二节。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
十一节。
Verse 11 to 12.This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
我们圣经就先读这些。
So the Bible will read.
今天我们要从这段圣经里头来交通一个信息。
We will, from this passage, communicate a message here.
这个题目就叫做进入荣耀的路。
The title we call that the road to glory.
这一段里头所说的就是说我们门徒怎么能够进入这荣耀。
This passage talks about how us as disciples enter into the glory.
这段圣经的前面就讲到耶稣在变相山上。
Before this passage, this Bible talked about Jesus on the mountain he transfigured.
主耶稣跟三个门徒一起上了高山。
He went up the mountain with three disciples.
耶稣就在他们面前变相。
Jesus transfigured in front of them.
就衣服放光。
His clothes was shining.
所以看起来这个主耶稣非常的荣耀。
He's seen as very glorious.
所以难怪 这个彼得跟约翰都在他写的书信里头提到过。
That is no wonder that Peter, both Peter and John talked about this in their Gospels.
他说我们都见过他的荣光。
They both said that we both seen his glory.
因为这件事情给这几个门徒的印象太过深刻了。
Because this incident had left a very strong impression on the disciples.
所以等到彼得跟约翰年纪大的时候，他们仍然记得那个时候的情景。
So even though Peter and John were old, they still remember vividly.
耶稣在变相山上并没有直接就升到天上。
Jesus did not go up to the heaven right on the mountain.
他要还从山上要下来。
He went downhill.
因为他要到耶路撒冷要受苦受死要被钉十字架。
He is to go to Jerusalem to suffer, to die, to be nailed on the cross.
这个时候离开主耶稣钉十字架只有六个月的时间了。
The time apart from Jesus being crucified is about 6 months.
就说他主耶稣跟门徒在一起的时间啊已经越来越少了。
That means that the time he has with his disciples is growing less.
虽然这个门徒跟随耶稣已经有两年多的时间了
even though they follow Jesus for more than 2 years
他们跟耶稣一块住一块生活
they lived with him and
lived 但是耶稣讲的好些教训他们还是不太明白
but they still don't quite understand some of the teachings
而且耶稣也没有把所有的教训跟他们讲
As well, Jesus didn't tell them that all the teachings.
所以耶稣心里头呢，就一直想把他有些话要私下跟这些门徒来说的。
In Jesus' mind, that he want to say something to the disciples privately.
所以在这一章的三十节一开始就说
，At the beginning of the verse 30,
他们离开那地方，经过加利利，耶稣不愿意人知道。
Then they departed from there and passed through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know.
为什么他不要人知道他们的这个事情呢
？Why Jesus doesn't want anyone to know?
因为这时间剩下的不多了。
Because there's not much time left.
他不在世界上的时候
，when he's not in the world.
这门徒怎么能够还继续的为耶稣做见证呢
？How the disciples can continue to live a testimony for the Christ.
他们怎么能够明白主的话呢
？How can they further understand the word of Lord?
耶稣需要来教导他们。
The Lord must teach them.
可是，在周围很多人一直在跟随耶稣。
Because in the surrounding there were a great multitude following them.
耶稣到哪里去了？这些人就从城里、从各个地方都来跑到耶稣这里来了。
Whenever Jesus goes somewhere, the people from the town they surrounded him. They all come out of the town and follow him.
他们都想听耶稣的话。
They all want to listen to the word of Jesus.
那些病人，他们要得到耶稣的医治。
The sick ones want to get cured.
有些伤心的人要得到耶稣的安慰。
People of broken heart would want to be comforted.
所以你在马可福音里头看见耶稣从早上到晚上一直是很忙碌的工作。
So you see in the Gospel of Mark that Jesus worked from day to night continuously.
他很少有时间跟门徒能够安静的在一起，能够把他心里的话来教训他们。
He rarely had time to sit down with his disciples and speak of his heart.
所以他就不愿意人知道。
He doesn't want anybody to know.
就不愿意人再来干扰他们。
He does not want anybody to disrupt them.
他就有一个机会能够跟门徒好好的把这些教训能够来告诉他。
So that this is the opportunity that he can give some great teachings to his disciples.
耶稣给门徒这个功课。
Jesus gave his disciples lessons.
他不是在教室里头坐下来，他们好好坐那地方听的。
Not in a classroom where everybody sits down and listen.
他是一面走路，一面就跟他们谈论这些这个主的教训。
But he taught them on the way as they walking.
所以这个地方就从变相山上他们下来，要经过加利利的时候，耶稣在路上。跟几个门这些门徒讲的话。
So as they come down the mountain, passed on the way to Galilee, he speaks this passage.
这个里面我们就看到 主耶稣教训他们有三个功课。
In this we saw three lessons.
第一个功课就是十字架的功课。
The first one is the cross.
这是一个最重要的功课。
This is the most important one.
如果你想做耶稣基督的门徒，
if you want to be a disciple of the Christ,
如果你不明白十字架的事情，
but if you don't understand the cross,
你怎么能跟随耶稣呢？
How can you follow the cross?
因为耶稣走的就是十字架的道路。
The way that he's on is the cross.
我们基督徒也是这样的。
Same for us Christians.
如果你想做一个基督徒，
if you want to be a Christian,
你不但是相信接受了主耶稣，
not only you have to believe and accept Jesus,
你还要明白这个十字架的事情。
You must understand things about the cross.
而且你要跟随耶稣，也来走十字架这个道路。
And you are also to follow him on the road of the cross.
这样你才能够做一个真正的基督徒。
And that is to be a true Christian.
所以这个第二功课就是从三十一节到三十二节。
Then the second lesson is from verse 31 to.
就是十字架功课从三十一跟三十二。
Verse 31 and 32.
那个马可福音这样的主耶稣的话记载了有 三次。
This passage was recorded three times in the Gospel of Mark.
他这个是讲的是第二次。
This is the second time.
他说人子将要交在被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天他要复活。
Jesus said the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of man and they will kill him and after he is killed he will rise the third day.
为什么耶稣要一而再再而三的说到他要被杀他要复活的事情？
Why does he speak repeatedly about his death and his resurrection?
因为这个是神的思想。
This is the mind of the God.
这不是一般人的思想。
This is not a common man's thought.
这个人认为一个救主的话就是一个很荣耀的。
Man thinks of a savior is a very glorious one.
如果你要想做一个国家一个人的救主的话，那一定他是非常荣耀的。
If you are to be the savior of a nation, you're very glorious.
但是神的思想却不是这样的。
That is not of the mind of God.
你要做一个救主，
if you are to be a savior,
你必须先要受苦，然后才能够进入荣耀。
You must first suffer and then enter into glory.
你要被杀，然后从死里复活。
You must be killed and rise from the dead.
其实在旧约圣经里头早早已经提过了。
There's a long mentioning of this in the Old Testament.
在各先知书里头，这先知书。
One of those prophet books.
都提到这位耶稣基督。
They all speak of this Jesus Christ.
他为了担负人的罪。
Because he wants to carry the sin of man,
他要成为神的羔羊。
He must become the Lamb of God.
被杀，
be killed.
然后他要复活。
He must be resurrected.
这个在旧约里头一直是提到的。
It's continuously mentioned in the Old Testament.
这是救主，就是基督的特征。
This is the character of our Savior, Lord Jesus.
救主必须是先死而以后再复活。
He must die first and then resurrected.
先受苦然后再得荣耀。
He must suffer first and then get glory.
凡是自称为救主自称为基督的，
Whoever calls himself Christ Savior,
你要看看他有没有从受苦然后受死然后复活。
We need to look at this person and say if does this person suffer first and then was killed and raised again?
如果没有的话，肯定他不是基督。
If not, he must not be Christ.
在历史历代里头，有很多人自称他是基督。
In the long history, there are a lot of people claim themselves as Christ.
尤其在末世的时候，更有多的人自称我就是基督。
Near the end of the world, there will be more people coming and call themselves I'm Christ.
在中国还有一个女的基督。
There's a female Christ in China.
你说很多人都可以说是我是基督。
A lot of people can say that.
但是你看看他们。
But you look at them.
他们有没有受苦？
Did they suffer?
他有没有被杀了？
Was they killed?
然后他有没有复活呢？
Was they resurrected?
没有。
Nope.
我看了一下这些自称为基督的人。
I've taken a look at those who call themselves Christ.
都没有这样的一个特征。
None of them had that.
不是基督。
They're not Christ.
他们是假的基督。
They're fake ones.
是基督的仇敌。
They're the enemies of Christ.
所以这个神的思想就是跟人的思想不一样的。
The mind of God is truly different from ours.
神的思想就是从受苦进入荣耀。
The mind of God that is to suffer first and then enter into glory.
然后是死而复活。
He must die first and then resurrected.
没有死就没有荣耀。
No death, no glory.
主的死就担当我们的罪。
His death would...
他成功了这些救赎。
He succeeded as the salvation.
他主耶稣自他自己说的。
He said himself.
他说一粒麦子若不是落在地里死了，就不能结出许多的子粒来。
If one seed does not fall on the ground and die, no other seed would follow.
你看到为什么能够结出这么多子粒呢？
Why is it that more seeds can come?
因为先有种在地里头死了。
Because there's the first one planted in the ground and died.
所以一复活的话，才有这么多的这个子粒出来。
And then once he is resurrected,
所以都是世界上事情，很多时候也是这样的。
Many things in the world is like this.
你没有受苦，你要得到成功，是没有这一回事情的。
If you're willing to be successful but you don't suffer, it's not possible.
你看见很多这个芭蕾舞的演员
，a lot of ballet dancers，
他们在台上一跳的话，转来转去，哎呀，你说要是我转他啊，可能一下就晕在地上了。
They're spinning and jumping on the dance floor, and if I would do it, I would just go faint.
但他们就能够表演的这么出色
，but they're so wonderful.
然后看完以后，这些观众都在拍手。
But the audience would come up and clap their hands.
但是这个演员在台上的话，真的想了，他不知道吃过多少苦了。
But the actor was on the stage, he's thinking, how much have I suffered?
你看看他们的脚。
Look at their feet.
不知道是磨损的是怎么样子的。
It's great damage to their feet.
受过多少的苦。
So much pain.
才能够得到这些掌声。
They can receive that clamping of hands.
那运动员也是这样的。
Same as athletes.
没有一个运动员说他不吃苦就能够得到一个金牌的。
There's no single athlete saying that I don't have to work and to receive a gold medal.
他不知道经过多少训练，多流出多少汗，最后才得到一个金牌。
Nobody knows how much he sweated, how much time he's put in, and then he will get the gold medal.
没有一个人说我只要金牌，我不需要经过训练。
Nobody will say I just want the gold medal, I don't need training.
天下没有这么便宜的事情。
There is no such thing in this world.
所以我们正是看到主耶稣就教导我们怎样能够从受苦再进入荣耀。
So the Lord teaches us that how can we suffer first and then enter into glory.
受苦受死并不是主耶稣的一个唯一的目的。
Suffer and to die is not the only purpose.
这是个过程。
This is just the process.
目的就是要进入荣耀。
The goal is to enter into glory.
今天我们也是要走这样的道路。
That is the same for us today.
今天主耶稣也是要我们来学习十字架的功课。
Today the Lord wants us to learn the lesson of the cross.
主自己走过这条的路。
The Lord walked down the cross, down the path himself.
他也要我们来舍己背十字架来跟从他。
He wants us to deny ourselves and carry the cross and follow him.
所以在提摩太后书第二章所说的
Second Timothy,
我们若是与他一同死，就与他同活。
If we die with him, we will live with him.
我们能够忍耐，也就能够跟他一同作王。
If we can endure, we can reign with him.
忍耐就是你在受苦中间能够忍耐。
Endure means that in the sufferings you can hold.
你要想与基督一同作王吗？
Do you want to reign with Christ?
保罗说你要跟他一同的忍耐。
Paul said that you must endure with him.
所以我们第一个功课要学习的就是一个十字架的功课。
So the first lesson would be the lesson of the cross.
主耶稣说你要舍己背十字架。
You must deny yourself and carry the cross.
舍己的意思就是放下你自己的意思。
Deny yourself means that you put yourself down.
为主的缘故能够放下
了。For the sake of the Lord, put yourself down.
我们生活中间会遇到有很多的事情。
We will encounter a lot of things in our life.
常常是我的意思是想这样最好。
My mind wants to do it this way.
但是你是有基督生命的人。
But you have the life of Christ.
在你里面的深处觉得好像神是另外一个意思。
Deep in you, you know that there's something else that is the soul of God.
这个时候你怎么能够舍己来放下你自己的意思呢?
So now, how can you deny yourself?
怎么能够来背十字架来跟随主呢?
How can you carry the cross and follow
Christ? 这是一个我们天天都要学习的功课。
This is a lesson to be learned every day.
我们刚才唱的诗歌也说说也讲到了。
In our hymn, we just sang.
若是没有死，就没有生。
If there's no death, there would be no life.
若是我们不可能把自己放在祭坛上。
If we don't put ourselves on the altar,
天上就不会降下火了。
There will be no fire descending from the heaven.
所以我们需要在这里，学习一个十字架的功课。
This is the lesson we need to learn.
一生都是能够来顺服神的意思。
We would to obey the commandments of the Lord for our life.
然后我们从第三十三节，
on verse 33,
我们看到四十节这一段里头，
all the way up to 40.
主耶稣要门徒学习第二功课，就是谦卑的功课。
The second lesson is being.
那我们看到这门徒，他们就在，主耶稣问他：“你们在路上在说什么？”
So the Lord Jesus asked them, "What were you talking about on the road?"
门徒都不说话。
Disciples was quiet.
因为他们心里知道，他们所说的，主都。觉得这个不是合适的话。
They knew that if they were to say that to the Lord, it would not be appropriate.
因为他们在路上争论谁为大。
Because on the road they disputed that who is the greatest.
一共十二个门徒。
12 disciples.
谁大谁小有什么关系呢
？Who is the larger one? But why does it matter?
但他们就在争。
They dispute.
可能他们在怎么争，我们也圣经也没有说。
The Bible didn't tell us how they went about in dispute.
可能这个彼得跟约翰就说我们是跟随耶稣到山上去的。
Perhaps Paul and Peter, Paul and John said, no, Peter and John said that we went up to the mountain with the Lord.
哎，我们看见主的变相啊。
We saw his transfigure.
你们都没有看见。
You didn't see it.
我是大的。
I'm the larger one.
你应该听听我的话。
Listen to me.
那么那些其他门徒说。
And the other one said,
我们虽然没有上山。
Even though we didn't go up,
我们在山底下碰到一个小孩子被鬼附的。
We are down the mountain and we saw a child.
你看我们多么辛苦祷告啊，怎么样的话要把鬼给赶出去。
And the child was bounded by the evil spirit, and we prayed so hard to cast him out.
哎，但是你们就山上那么舒服。
But you're so comfortable up on the mountain.
还要大棚住在上面。
You want to build tabernacles up there and live there.
我们是大的。
We're the large.
你看你没有这个能力。
You don't have that ability.
当然，他们也没有把鬼给赶出去。
Even though they didn't cast out the.
但他就是争来是争去。
But they just fight back and forth.
每个门徒都觉得自己有可夸的地方。
Every disciple thinks that there's something good about himself.
他们是在路上的争了。
They disputed down the road.
我们可能不会在路上争。
Perhaps we won't talk like that.
我们在觉得这个争的话是不好意思。
We're just.
但是我们想到，我们有没有在心里头争
？But do we fight for this in our heart？
你这个弟兄啊，你看起来是好像是在讲台上，在那个地方是很好像明显的，但是你还不如我呢。
That brother is standing on the podium. Oh, he's so obvious, but he's not as good as me.
这讲台弟兄说你还不如我呢。
The one on the podium says.You're not as good as I am.
我还能讲，你还不能讲呢。
I can speak, you can't even speak.
你看，我们会在生活中间有很多这些，这个争的伟大的事情。
There'll be a lot of these things in our life. We just fight who is the greatest.
耶稣听见他们，耶稣也知道他们心里所想的。
The Lord heard them, and the Lord knew what they.
所以耶稣就叫他们来说。
So the Jesus called them.
三十五节说。
Verse 35.
若有人愿意。做首先的，他必须做众人的中人末后的，做众人的仆人用人。
Jesus said, "If anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all."
你看，主耶稣说的，谁要伟大呢
？So Jesus said, "Who wants to be first?"
你要做最后的。
You must be the last.
你要谁要做做这个大的呢
？You want to be the bigger one.
你要做仆人。
You want to be, you must be the servant.
仆人就是服侍人的。
The servant is to serve.
所以这个什么是大
？What is big?
大是显明在服侍这上面。
The big is manifested in service.
服侍就服侍神的旨意。
We service the commandments of Lord.
谁能服侍神的旨意的人？那就是大的。
Who can serve the commandments of the Lord? He is big.
那我这仆人的特点就是谦卑。
So the characters of the servant is to humble.
谦卑是从生命里头出来的东西。
Humble is something that comes out of the life.
不是外面的态度。
Not the outside attitude.
外面的谦卑。
Not the outside humble.
很多时候是假的谦卑。
Many times that it's just not true.
我看到日本人是在外面是最最谦卑的。
Japanese are very humble outside.
他见到你的时候啊，跟你鞠躬的话，这个头跟身体成为一个 right angle 了。
So when they saw you, they would bow down to 90 degrees.
但是是不是他心里头是那么谦卑呢
？Is that true in their hearts?
谦卑这样的一个鞠躬，只是他们民族上一个礼貌。
Such action is just a tradition of their culture.
这不是真的心里头谦卑。
Not necessarily their heart.
但是耶稣不一样。
But Jesus is not the same.
耶稣的生命就是谦卑的一个生命。
The life of Christ is one of humble.
你看到他能够是与神是同等的。
He is equal with God.
但是为了要拯救我们
But in order to save us,
救我们这些罪人
to save our sinners,
他就甘心卑微他的自己
He humbled himself,
然后顺服神的旨意
obeyed the callings of the Lord,
一直顺服到他死的十字架
until his death,
这就是谦卑
This is humble.
但是我们人天性都是骄傲的
But our nature calls us to be not humble.
有很多的骄傲。Pride.
Many pride.
有很多骄傲。各方面的骄傲。
All sorts of pride.
形形色色的骄傲。
Just all sorts of pride.
有知识上的骄傲。
Pride of our knowledge.
我有知识，他有骄傲的本钱。
I have knowledge, I have this ability to be pride.
有道德上的骄傲。
I have pride in our...
我的道德很高尚，你们这些都是犯罪作恶的人。
Pride in my...
有灵性。
Morals.
有灵性的骄傲。
Pride in our spiritual.
所谓是个属灵的骄傲。
Spiritual pride.
其实骄傲就不是属灵了。
If you're pride, you're not spiritual.
觉得我的灵性比你们高。
My spiritual life is higher than yours.
你们都不够爱，不够爱主，不够热心。
You're not as loving God as I am.
我们有天性就是这么骄傲。
And that is our nature.
那有说，有的人说，可能我就是没有骄傲。
Maybe someone would say I don't have pride.
所以一个讲员在台上问，谁是没有骄傲的？
So speaker on the podium asks, who doesn't have a pride?
举起你手来。
Raise hand.
结果有一个人一举一起手。
Someone actually raised his hand.
这讲员就说他，你是最骄傲的人。
You're the most pride.
你有骄傲还说你没有。
You have, and even though you dare say you don't.
我们问问我们自己。
Ask ourselves.
我们都是大大小小有各方面的骄傲。
Big or small, we have many prides.
所以耶稣要教导门徒啊。你要学习这个谦卑的功课。
So the Lord teaches his disciples that you must learn this lesson of being humble.
为什么这么重要呢
？Why is it so important？
因为当主耶稣如果离开门徒，他回到天上去了。
Because as once the Lord depart from the disciple and return to heaven，
门徒留在地上还继续为耶稣做见证。
The disciples are left on the earth and need to。Carry the testimony of Christ.
一个人不能够单独来做见证的。
The testimony is not be carried by one single.
要大家一起来做见证。
It needs to be a group of people.
如果你是骄傲的人，怎么能够合在一起，合为一呢？
If you're a pride person, how can you work with everybody else?
能够彼此相爱呢
？How can you love everybody else?
能够一起来做见证呢
？How can we carry out the testimony together?
那如果你能学习谦卑的功课。
Now, if you can learn the lesson of being humble,
我们就在主里面，我们能够合而为一。
We can be together in the Christ.
我们就能够彼此相爱。
We can love ours one another.
我们就能够发挥每个人的恩赐，我们一同来为主做见证。
We can just work our gifts and be a testimony for the Lord.
谦卑是什么呢
？What is humble?
谦卑就承认自己是一无所有。
Humble means that.Confess that I don't have anything.
这是不太容易的。
It's not easy.
因为我们每个人都认为我们有一些东西。
Every one of us would think that I have something.
但是谦卑，真正的谦卑，就承认我是没有的。
A truly humble person would just say I don't have anything.
我只有依靠神。
The only thing I have is dependence on God.
只有靠到他的恩典，我才能够到今天的地步。
Only depend on His grace that I can be what I am today.
一个父亲跟他一个孩子到地里头去，到田地里去。
A son was following his father into the farm field.
在这个麦子快要成熟的时候。
As soon as the wheat was about to grow fully.
那么在这个儿子就问他爸说了。
So the son asked the father.
你看，有些麦穗啊，挺挺的。
Some of the wheat seeds are very firm and.
他的头抬得非常高。
The head is very high.
这个是一定是非常好的麦穗。
And it must be a good one.
你看有些麦穗，低低的头耷拉下来。
The ones have their seeds bowed down.
这个麦穗一定是不太好的。
That seed must not be good.
这个父亲说：“孩子，你错了。”
The father said, "No, you're wrong."
你怎么会这么想呢
？How can you think like that?
所以在把低下头的这些麦穗啊，他掰一个出来给他看。
So the father took one of those with the head down, the seeds.
你看，这里面全是籽粒，都是蛮薄薄的。
So he took it down on his seed and showed the seed to the children and saying, "Look at this, it's all firm."
真正是有东西的，他才是谦卑，他头才低下来。
It is that someone who has something, he is humble. He will bow his head down.
所以谦卑就承认我们是没有的。
Humble means to confess ours.
常常提醒我们
It reminds us constantly
我们只有依靠神我们才能够做他的工
The only way we can do the work of God is to depend on him
我们不能够靠着自己
We cannot depend on self
那谦卑是什么呢
What is humble?
谦卑就是甘心来做一些卑微的事情
Humble means that you're willing to do things that are low
有一个中国的青年人
This is young Chinese
一个男孩子
A boy, a guy
他到这个中国内地会来一个医院里头来学习做护士，签了英联医学。
Okay, there's he when joined the China Inland Mission into a hospital to learn to be a nurse.
这个是很早很早以前的事情了。
Very long time ago.
所以他去了以后，就是有一天的话，他的一个主管一个管理他们的。叫他去扫一下厕所，就扫这个厅。
Okay, one day, one supervisor asked him to clean up the washroom as well as the rooms.
他就不太愿意。
He wasn't quite willing.
他说：“我到这里来是学护士的。
I'm here to learn to be a nurse.
我不是学这些事情的。
Not to do these things.
那个姊妹就把他叫到他的办公室来。
That sister called him into her office.
把这个圣经打开。
I opened the Bible.
他说：“你念这段圣经。
You read this passage.
这段圣经就是约翰福音十三章。
That is John 13.
耶稣给门徒洗脚的事情。
Lord Jesus washed the feet of the disciples.
当这个青年人读了这段圣经以后
，When the young man read that passage,
他眼里头满了泪。
He was full of tears in his eyes.
他看到耶稣这么尊贵的主
He saw that such a glorious respected Lord
竟然为了肯给这些门徒洗脚
He was actually willing to wash the feet of his disciples
洗脚是一个是不管是当时在现在也是一个最卑微的一个工作
No matter what time we look at this washing someone's feet is a very low work
所以他看完这段圣经以后，他说：“那我懂了。
”Oh, I understand," he said.
所以你以后看见他在 做这些卑微的事情的时候，他比任何人都要喜乐。
So then afterwards he was great. He had great joy. As soon as he was come to do these things.
因为他看到耶稣基督谦卑的榜样。
Because he saw the example of a humble Lord.
谦卑是什么呢
？What is humble?
谦卑就是愿意来服侍卑微的人。
Humble is that we're willing to serve the ones who are lower than us.
所以主耶稣讲完刚才的话以后
，So the Lord, after the Lord said that.
他就把一个小孩子叫过来。
He asked the children, a child.
他说：“凡是为着我的名接待一个像这小孩子的，就是接待我。
For my name's sake, whoever receives a child like this is receiving me.
凡是接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。
For whoever receives me is not just me, but the one who sent me.
所以说，为着主能够接待一个孩子。
For the sake of the Lord, if we can receive a child,
就来服侍他。
We serve him.
这就是一个谦卑。
That is humble.
我们也愿意来服侍。
We're willing to serve.
我们是愿意服侍比较重要的人物。
We're willing to serve people of higher status.
如果一个人现在很在社会上很有地位，我去服侍他，我觉得我非常的。高兴，非常的荣耀。
If someone in this world was great reputation, I would be feeling great joy to serve him.
如果服侍一个小孩子
，If just a child,
去这个去教主日学
，taught Sunday school,
好像觉得好像这个服侍就不太重要一样的。
And it seems not so important.
但是主耶稣说，为了主的名接待一个像一个小孩子这样的。就是接待主的。
But the Lord said, whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me.
服侍一个卑微的人就是服侍主。
Serve the one of a lower status is to serve Lord.
这是真正的谦卑。
This is the true humble.
那么这谦卑什么呢？也讲到谦卑是什么。
What is humble?
在38节，约翰就提出一个问题了。
Verse 38, John asked the question.
他说我们看见一个人。
We saw someone.
奉你的名赶鬼。
Casting out demons in your name,
我们就禁止他。
We forbade him.
因为他不是跟随我们的。
Because this person doesn't follow us.
意思就是他不是我们这一圈子里头的。
Probably he meant that he's not one of our group.
主耶稣刚才说到，接待一个小孩子就是接待主。
The Lord earlier said, if you receive a child, is receive the Lord.
约翰一想起来。他做过一些事情好像是不太对。
John then remembered something that might not be correct.
有一个人不是跟耶稣跟这些门徒在一起的。
This person wasn't following Christ.
他居然奉耶稣的名赶鬼。
But he cast out demons in the name of Lord.
约翰曾经说你不能这样。
John used to say that you can't do this.
你没得到我们的同意，没得到我们批准，你怎么可以这样做呢
？You don't have our permissions.
主是我们的。
He's our Lord.
你好像是没有得到我们同意就做这个事情。
You don't have our permission and you do this.
他就问你跟耶稣说的事情。
And then he speaks this to the Lord.
耶稣说，不要禁止他。
The Lord said, "Do not forbid him."
他说不是抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。
For he who is not against us is on our side.
约翰不能够包容。不是在他一个圈子里头的人。
John cannot what's the word? Cannot accept one of who is not from their circle.
好，我们有时候也会这样。
Sometimes we do that.
这是我们这圈子的。
This is our own circle.
你不在我们的圈子里啊，你是比我们差的。
You're outsiders, so you're not as good as us.
我们这个团体是比别人高的。
Our organization is higher than ours.
你不是在我们团体，还要讲我们团体的道的话，那是不太合适的。
If you're not one of our group and you preach our word, that's probably not appropriate.
这就是看着别人，看着自己比别人高。
Seems like we are higher than others.
我们不能够有一个宽大的心。能够包容所有属于主的人。
We don't have this open heart to accept all of whom that is belong to Christ.
所以谦卑就是能够包容别的属于主的人。
Humble means that you can accept others.
这个能够奉主的名赶鬼。
If you can cast out demons in the name of the Lord.
耶稣说，就是他不跟你们在一起啊， 这样做也是很好的，也是帮助我们的。
Even though he's not following us, it's still a good thing.
所以我们看到主耶稣在一路上就要他们学习这个谦卑的功课。
So on this way, Jesus wants to, the disciples to learn the lesson of humble.
今天我们也是需要一直来学习的。
It is the same for us today.
因为我们这个天性何等的败坏。
Our nature is very corrupted.
在家里头。
In our home.
在学校里头
in school,
在公司里头
in work,
常常这些问题就是个人都是觉得我比对方要高
often this problem that I am higher than others
所以就不能够那个彼此的相爱
and then it's very hard for us to love one another
那我们看第三个功课
and the third lesson
就从四十一节到五十节
from 41st onwards
这个是一个弃绝的功课。
This is one to get rid of, to cut off.
那耶稣就讲到，他说跟约翰跟其他门说，你不要绊倒人啊。
Jesus said, "Do not stumble others."
他说四十二节说，凡使这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大磨石拴在这人的颈项上。
Verse 42, Jesus said, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea.
这就提醒我们不要我们的言语行为叫别人跌倒。
Whatever we say, whatever our action is, do not make people stumble.
常常在我们人中间的事情。
Amongst us.
有些人忽然说，哎，我不来聚会了。
Someone would just say, "Oh, I'm not going to meetings."
你问了很多次以后才知道，原来是他说某某姊妹、某某弟兄说了一些什么东西得罪了我，所以我就不来了。
You asked, what's the reason? And many times you asked, and afterwards he said, "Because someone said something that offended me."
那就是这个，就是有时候我们所说的话没有很好的考虑。做的事情没有很好的考虑，结果就叫别人跌倒了。
And that is caused because we didn't consider carefully what we say, what we do.
但是真正作为我们自己呢
？But it's for us.
我们也要注意，即使别人想要叫我们跌倒，我们也不需要跌倒吧。
Even someone purposely causes us to stumble, we don't have to.
他说：“你为什么要跌倒呢
？”Why do you stumble?
如果看见有一块石头。放在路上
If you saw a rock on the road,
你为什么去踢那块石头自己去 跌倒去呢
Why do you kick the rock and fall down?
你不会绕过这个石头走吗
Cannot you walk around?
所以跌倒是别人是有责任
Cause you to stumble, it's other people's fault.
但是你也有责任啊
But it is also your fault.
你可以不用跌倒
You have the responsibility not to fall.
他说的话不好听
If the things that he said is not good,
你就不把它放在心上
Don't consider it.
他做的事情对你不好
If whatever he did is not good to you,
你不要放在心上
Don't remember it.
这样你还保持跟你主的关系
If you do this way, you will keep a good relationship with the Lord.
你就不会跌倒了
You won't stumble.
所以这个两方面都有责任的
This is both ways.
主耶稣不但提不要使别人跌倒
Jesus didn't only say that don't cause others to stumble.
下面也说你不要叫自己跌倒。
He followed that you are not to stumble yourself.
他说一只手叫你跌倒的话
If the hand causes you to sin,
把它砍下来
Cut it off.
他说一个脚叫你跌倒的话
If your feet causes you to sin,
把它脚也砍下来
Cut it off.
如果一个眼睛叫你跌倒的话
If your eyes causes you to sin,
把它挖出来
Pluck it out.
你没有这些脚，没有这个手，没有这个眼睛你能够进入永生的话比你有两只手两只脚两只眼睛进入地狱还好一些
With these things missing from your body if you are able to make it to the heaven it is way better than you have the full body but cast into hell
所以说这讲的话非常形象
It's very vivid
他讲到什么叫我们跌倒呢
What causes us to stumble
不是别人的话跟别人的一些事情
It's not what they say, what they do.
是你自己的
It's us.
是你的手，是你的脚，是你的眼睛
It's my own hand, my own feet, my own eyes.
这些没有得蒙拯救的手脚跟眼睛是我们犯罪的工具。
These unsaved hands and feet and eyes are tools for us to sin.
手就是我们在生活中间做一些不诚实的事情。
We use hand to do things that are unfaithful.
这脚就是我们跟同伴这个友情中间一些败坏的东西。
The feet causes us to walk on the path of.
常常有些人会跟你说，我们一块去某某地方去，这你的脚就跟他去了。
If someone asks you, let's go somewhere together, your feet will follow.
眼睛就是一些不圣洁的欲望，你想看一些什么东西。
Your eyes will cause you to see things that are not holy.
这些都是一些败坏的东西，一些犯罪的欲望。
All these things causes us to sin, causes us to have evil desires.
都是叫我们犯罪跌倒的。
Causes to sin and stumble.
所以跌倒主要是我们自己的原因。
So the main cause for us to stumble is ourselves.
我们接受了这些从外面来的东西。
We receive the things from the world.
我们随从自己心里的情欲。
We follow our own desire.
我们就跌倒了。
We fall.
主耶稣说。
The Lord said,
这些要把它砍掉
you need to cut it off,
把它挖出来
but pluck it out.
那这个主耶稣的意思不是叫我们字面上来做的
This is not to be taken literally.
这个如果字面做的话我们进到天国里头都没有眼睛都没有手都没有脚的
If we do that, we won't have any feet left when we go into heaven.
这不是身体上的做一个驱除
This is not to cut it off physically.
这是灵性上一个手术。
This is an operation in a spiritual life.
就是把这些不好东西去掉。
Cut off the undesired.
即使这些东西去掉的时候觉得是很痛。
Even though it's a great pain when we take it off.
但是现在暂时的这些痛，比起将来你所得到的恩典福气，是不知道要差多少的。
But the grace and the gift we will receive in afterlife is far greater than the suffering that we have now.
我姊妹小的时候，家里面她的父母管的都非常严的。
My wife, that when she was young, that her family had a very strict rules.
所以没有去上学以前，在家里面这表现都挺好的。
Before you go to school, she's a good kid at home.
那么岁数大了以后，就进到学校了。
As she grew older, she went to school.
不知不觉就学了学校里一些话回来了。
She learned things that the words that spoken in school.
那回到家里以后，不知不觉中间也说这些话。
And unconsciously spoke these words in at home.
她妈妈说：“你刚才你说了什么？”
Her mother said, "What did you say?"
拿肥皂来，洗洗你的嘴。
Bring some soap and wash your mouth.
所以这个就是这些就是要对付的。
These are.Things we need to deal with.
你看今天的话，也是有很多这样的情形。
For like today, there are many things like this.
我们生活在这个时代。
We live in this world.
主耶稣早说过，这是一个罪恶淫乱的时代。
The Lord said that this is an evil and adulterous world.
很多东西是叫我们为犯罪跌倒。
Many things will cause us to stumble to sin.
我们要拒绝这些东西。
We need to reject these things.
我们要正是像圣经里头保罗劝提摩太说的。
We would just do the same as what Paul said to Timothy.
保罗劝提摩太说。
Paul said,
你要逃避少年的私欲。
You need to avoid
the
lust of the youth.
要跟清心祷告主的人。
You need to be with those who.Pray with the Lord.
一同来追求这个仁义、信德、仁爱、和平，就是来追求义、信、爱、和平。
You need to follow after the righteous love,
faith,
and peace.
这要一同来追求。
You need to do this together.
怎么能够 cut off?
How can you cut it off?
你要跟一起来追求这些神的性情。
we need to learn that the characters of the Lord.
靠着神的恩典,
based on the grace of the Lord,
我们才能够蒙保守,
we can be saved.
青, 不但青年人,
not just our young people.
成年人也是这样。
Adults are the same.
老年人也是这样的。
The seniors are the same.
都需要把我们这个犯罪的肢体把它去掉。
We need to cut the sinful parts of our body off.
靠着十字架致死肉体。
Depend on the, based on the cross that we will kill our flesh.
那我们才能够在主里面蒙主的保守。
And then we in Christ will be protected.
最后主耶稣在这个地方就讲了四十九节。
In the end, verse 49 and 50.
他说因为必用火当盐腌个人。
For everyone will be seasoned with fire and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt.
他说这个祭物呢也必须用盐来腌的。
So the things that you put on the altar needs to be seasoned with salt.
盐本是好的，若是失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？你们里头应当有盐，彼此和睦。
Salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another.
最后这两节我不太容易领会。
The last two verses are not too easy to understand.
怎么用火当着盐来腌个人呢？
What does it mean by everyone will be seasoned with fire?
火跟盐这两样东西是相反的性质的。
Fire and salt are of opposite characters.
盐是为了保存的。
Salt is to preserve.
这个火呢是为了毁灭的。
Fire is to destroy.
一个毁灭，一个保存，怎么这两个东西能够放在一起呢？
One is to destroy, one is to preserve. How do you put those two together?
我想主耶稣所说的这些话跟前面的这个 cut off 啊是有关系的。
These two verses are connected with the words that to cut off yourself. They're connected.
当这个在旧约的时候
In the Old Testament time,
说凡是祭物啊都需要用盐腌的
So for all the sacrifice would be seasoned with salt
这个他献上当这个犹太人他们他献祭的时候
When Jews make an offer
这个他们就会献上一些肉
They would put some meat
但是在圣经里头讲到这个败坏的人性的时候啊就像肉体啊，这个肉体是一个腐败的东西。
The Bible says that, the man who is sinned is like
这个 human nature like the flesh.
Human nature is like the flesh of.
这个 flesh 的话是一个败坏的东西。
This flesh is one of very bad things.
我们献祭的话，不能把我们天然的东西就献给神了。
We cannot offer our nature characters to the Lord.
所以旧约里头要用盐来这个腌过才能够献给神。
That is why we need to season with salt.
所以每一样祭物的话都是需要盐的。
So every sacrifice needs to be seasoned with salt.
用盐的意思就是去掉这里头这些败坏的东西。
To use salt is to get rid of all the bad things.
然后才能够把作为一个祭物能够献给神。
And then it's a sacrifice to God.
那耶稣说话的意思就是每一个门徒也得把这个败坏东西去掉。
So what Jesus said means that every disciple needs to cut off the bad things.
用什么去掉呢
？With what?
用火。
Fire.
用火当作盐。
Fire with salt.
把火的去掉。
把火。
那他说这个地方的火跟上面提的火不太一样。
This fire is not the same as the hell fire.
不是地狱的火。
Not the fire from hell.
这是个圣洁的火。
This is a holy fire.
把我们这些不是属于神的东西去掉。
So that it burns away that all the things that are not of God.
也借着圣灵的力量能把这些败坏的东西去掉。
By the strength of the Holy Ghost that we can get rid of these things.
这样我们才可以当作一个活祭能够献给神。
That is our living sacrifice to God.
所以一方面你看到要把它去掉 ，cut off.
So on one hand we can take it off, cut it off.
那么神也会因着他用火把我们给炼净。
And God on the other hand will use fire. To just purify us.
接近我们，叫我们成为圣洁，合乎主用。
Purify us, holy, acceptable.
那么这样的话，才是真正这个盐的结果。
And that is the result of the salt.
如果这盐如果不是这样的话，失去了味道了。
If salt loses its flavor,
就好像这个有一个名字，但是却没有其中一个真实的实际的东西。
It just bear a name, but there's nothing true left.
是基督徒。
You're a Christian.
但是做出来就都不像基督徒。
The things you do, they can't match.
失去了味道了。
It loses the flavor.
那你就没有用了。
And you're useless.
就不能为主做见证了。
You cannot bear testimony for Christ.
所以他主耶稣最后就是说了这两句话
And then in the end, Jesus said the two.
叫我们都能够来学习来跟随主
So that we can learn to follow the Lord.
能够进入神为我们预备的永生
We can enter into the eternal life that God has
prepared for us. 也进入神为我们所预备的国
Enter into the kingdom that God has prepared for us.
所以我们就是借着这段圣经
So through this passage,
学习跟门徒一样来学习三个功课。
We'll learn just like the disciples this.
一个十字架的功课。
The lesson of the cross.
一个谦卑的功课。
The lesson of being humble.
一个是弃绝的功课。
The lesson of cut off.
我们愿主祝福他的话语。
May Lord bless His words.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把我们的心都向你打开。
O Lord, we open our hearts to you.
求主的光照我们。
May your light shine on us.
用你的话来提醒我们
May your word remind us
好叫我们在你面前也跟门徒一样能学习到功课
So that as just like the disciples we can learn lessons
主我们曾能说我们是无能无力的
We just say that we have no strength we have no use
我们需要你的恩典和能力
We need your grace and your strength
帮助我们在生活中间能够舍己被十字架来跟随你。
Help us to deny ourselves and carry the cross.
祝福弟兄姊妹。
Bless our brothers and sisters.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.